Radio Reverb.
Radio Reverb.
You're listening to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the Brighton area and RadioReverb.com online. Welcome to the UK's only radio show about HIV and living a healthy life. It's the HIV Hour. On today's show, we feature a rundown of the latest news and talking points about living with HIV from the Brighton area and the world at large. Also, information on Brighton's HIV organisations and some other events. Do email us at hivhour@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at @hiv_hour and Instagram at @hivhour. If you miss the show on a Thursday at 7 p.m, then you can listen again at 4 p.m. on Monday and at noon on Tuesday, or indeed catch up with an older show by going to the Listen Again page on RadioReverb.com. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. Are we all loved up?
Shall we be honest, or shall we...
yeah. Yes, we are.
I take it we're going in St. Valentine?
We are!
Yeah.
Yes.
Love hearts at the ready.
Yeah.
Love hearts at the ready.
So can we not do the commercial side of...
Of course we're not. Is there a commercial side?
Of course there is.
I'm joking. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course there is.
I don't know.
I think we're a lot of social pressure. I think
we are.
To be.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
To sort of be in a relationship or be with a partner.
Yeah.
Or if you're with someone, to celebrate that. Yeah. Sometimes you might not want to celebrate it.
You've got to go out there and have that expensive meal.
Yeah.
You've got to go out and have that bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
And you don't have to really. No.
Well, you know, it's with all the advertisement with Valentine's Day and stuff, it's like you're not told, but you are told.
Yeah.
And if you're not in love or you don't feel like that, then you're a bit of an alien.
So we're going to have 50% of our audience possibly in nice relationships or loved up for this week. And then we've got the singletons.
The singletons.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I always say, when we do the talks in school, I always say that dating's hard enough as it is.
Yeah.
But then you put a HIV status on top.
Yeah.
And then it can become
a bit more complicated.
A bit more complicated. Yeah. Whether you divulge your information that you're HIV to start off with, or whether you go along and just see how the relationship goes first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So HIV and dating.
But I find dating quite hard anyway. So I've always been. I can't remember the last time I went on a date.
Oh. No.
So,
oh. Yeah.
Are you looking for callbacks?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something to do with me, actually. I find it. I don't know. It's a nervous thing.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's my take on it.
Well, we're going to be discussing
what is on the show today.
Yeah. You know, dating. You know.
Yes.
Dating apps. We're going to be looking at dating apps and what have you, for love or for all different sorts of things. You know. So we're going to be looking at that. And we've got some other really interesting news. In a minute, we're going to be talking to Mark about his loved up story, just to give it a bit of a feel good factor.
Yeah. Because there are people who have an amazing.
Yeah.
Experiences.
Of course.
HIV, and
yes,
he'll tell us his story, I'm sure. But he's got a negative partner,
yes,
which is great for someone to come on the show,
exactly,
and sort of say that HIV dating doesn't have to be HIV with HIV.
No.
Other positive people. So.
Mm-hmm. And I was how many HIV dating sites are out there?
There's
a lot.
Quite a lot.
Which is great, actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Quite a lot.
Okay, the power of love.
Power of love.
This is for Stuart, because Stuart, we have to say hello to Stuart.
Oh, hello, Stuart.
Hello, Stuart.
He's had a tooty peg out, hasn't he?
That's a very old word, that.
I know. Well, I was a mother once. Well, I still am, but...
A tooty peg.
Yeah, a tooty peg. There you go, Stuart.
So this is for you, Stuart. It's The Power of Love by Frankie Costello-Wood.
The HIVL on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the Brighton area, .com online. And we are very privileged to have Mark on the show today. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm very well. And we can't wait to hear your... Because it's Valentine's, we just wanted to have a bit of attempted a loved up session this week. So, John, I mean... Cut that.
Keep going.
That's right, we'll keep going. So Mark, tell us about your story. Tell us about your story with your partner.
Okay. I met my partner whilst I was I just finished a previous relationship, not really looking around anymore, and I was in Gran Canaria, and it was really just a case of eyes met across the pool. There was one guy that just drew my attention, and I didn't think any more of it. And actually, I discovered later that day that there was one guy that drew his attention as well.
Oh, right.
And basically,
okay.
It was mutual.
Oh, wonderful.
So it was great. It was a sort of, it was a really great way to meet and just to get to know each other as individuals without apps and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So, a little bit of an old-fashioned way, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, have you done the apps before, Mark? Have you done the apps, the data naps? Have you done that sort of stuff before?
I have.
Much success?
I just think, you know, from a dating and relationship perspective, they've not really worked for me.
Okay.
It's been, they work. They work pure. They don't necessarily work, in my opinion, from a relationship perspective.
Yeah.
A little bit more challenging, let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, I hope you don't mind us saying, Mark, you are HIV positive. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. I've been living with HIV for nearly 19 years now. I'm on effective treatment and I cannot pass it on, and it's
hooray!
Great.
Fabulous. Amazing. Really.
Amazing. Yeah. But tell us a bit, what is really interesting, tell us a bit about your partner's status.
Well, actually, that was the very fact that I am HIV positive is always represented a little bit of a challenge to me when it comes to meeting someone new, you know, there's always this self-stigma there about how is a new partner potentially going to react.
Yeah.
And my view is that the best thing to do is to tell them as soon as possible.
Right.
And be ready for the reaction.
Uh-huh.
And be ready in many cases. And, you know, I remember when I met Sean, I saw, well, I mean, literally, you know, I raised my status with him within less than 24 hours of meeting him.
Really?
So it was right at the start, because I thought, I've just got to do this.
Right.
Can I ask you, John?
And I sort of thought, well, I wonder, is he HIV positive? Because it was almost like, well, if he is, that's a relief, because that's easy. But actually, he's HIV negative.
Wow.
Which is fantastic. And even more fantastic is his response to me when I told him that I was HIV positive. And he said, oh, that's cool. He said, because I know all about HIV and I know that I can't catch HIV from you if you're on effective medication. And what's more, you also will be looking after your sexual health far better than other people will be who are probably not HIV positive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah, how amazing.
Fantastic. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. And it goes to indicate how important good education is.
Absolutely.
Good education around HIV and really understanding it.
Yeah.
And the more I chatted to him,
yeah,
the more I found out how he had taken the trouble to ensure he was properly educated as far as HIV and sexual health is concerned.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Mark, I think Carl had a question for you.
Yeah, just to ask you, and you were mentioning about the easiest way you found personally is to divulge that you're HIV positive straight away, more or less. Has that always been the case? Because we just want to get across to the listeners that there's no particular right or wrong way of divulging your information to your partner. But like you said, I think I agree with you, the sooner the better. But has that always been the way with previous relationships, or is it a tried and tested kind of way that you've managed to do this?
In the past, in early days, I was afraid to talk about it.
Yeah.
I was absolutely petrified to talk about it. But
Having campaigns like you equals you and can't pass it on just makes it easier, doesn't it, at this time?
it just, because to me, it's completely and utterly turned the tables.
Right.
Because actually, no one can get HIV from me.
Yeah.
But actually, they could get HIV from somebody who has never had an HIV test and who does not know their status.
Yeah. Yeah.
So actually, it's completely turned the tables. And by us knowing and understanding the scientific facts, it puts us in a strong position, and it's great. It feels great.
So, Mark, how long have you been with Sean?
Just over 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it?
Just over 2 years, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you're getting on well?
Really well, yeah. It gets better all the time.
Oh, we like to hear that at this time of the year, don't we?
Mr. Loverman.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Loverman.
It's just what springs to mind.
Mr. Loverman.
Oh, that's lovely.
What message would you have for people who are looking to date?
Mm.
Who are HIV?
My message is go out there. Don't worry about your status. There's nothing to worry about it being HIV positive. And feel comfortable in who you are, and the fact HIV doesn't define us. It just happens to be another health condition.
Yeah.
And with medication's fantastic. Just embrace the condition and encourage and help other people to be aware. And yet there's lots of great people out there. Go out and meet people.
Mm-hmm.
There's some fantastic people out there. So, yeah.
And I think you probably agree, Mark, that, you know, I think we have to understand, and we have to perhaps have a certain acceptance that, you know what, no matter what we say to people, no matter what we tell them about the medication, no matter what we tell them about how advances of HIV are now and what have you, we are going to get some people that will be negative. And unfortunately, that is part of the world we live in. But we need to sort of perhaps think about, okay, we're going to get perhaps some negative reactions, but I'm always a believer on every negative reaction you get, you're going to get a load of positive actions in place.
Agree with you, Sue, because I think the key thing is, and my approach to life is all about, there's no value in focusing on the negative.
Yeah.
Actually, there's lots of opportunity to learn and to discover and put the energy into the positive. It's human nature to focus on negative things.
Yeah.
What a waste of energy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's just put, if we put 10% of the energy that people put into negative thoughts into positive things, imagine what we can achieve.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Fantastic things. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So let's bring that negativity and bring those people with us and encourage them to focus on the positive.
Mm-hmm. Great. So, Mark, you've thought of a special song to play today. What is that song? What does it mean to you?
It's Careless Whisper by George Michael.
Oh, what a classic.
Oh, I love that song as well. Let's have a listen to it.
Mark, we're going to play your song in a second. Thank you so much. I know you're really, really busy with your work commitments and so forth, and it's really great we've got you on the show. And good luck with yourself and Sean.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
And thank you. Thank you to everybody.
Yeah, thank
okay, you,
no you
take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Careless Whisper, which is a lovely song for Valentine's Day.
Of course.
And we've got some, we want to chat about more about dating.
Yeah,
and
dating.
How stuff goes in the dating world.
I mean, perhaps some people are perhaps still thinking, you know, and I meet people on a daily basis, Josh, that, oh, you know, no, I can't be doing with that. I can't be, you know, I don't really like telling people my status. I'm not going to go on any of those apps. I'm not going to be. And I feel really quite sad sometimes because there are opportunities if you want them. And we're going to do it in two parts, aren't we, guys? We're going to talk about the generic dating apps and things. And then we're going to talk about alternative meeting up with people in the second part. So we're going to do a bit of both.
Fabulous.
So there's not just one for one. There's different things. So,
yeah, right.
So, OK, so you're living with HIV. Do you think you can still go on a date? Do you think there's still possible for you to have relationships, partnerships?
Yeah, I think if you... there's always this thing that if you're looking for it, it never comes.
Oh, and that's regardless of HIV, yeah, to be quite honest.
So, yeah, you know, if you keep searching for something, you're going to wind yourself up that it doesn't come on your door or, you know, whatever. Uh-huh. And I think love or encounters can take you by surprise. And I think that's the element. And there's a lot of social stuff to say that. Why are you not with someone? Why are you on your own for Christmas? Why are you on your own for this?
Yeah, exactly. And it puts pressure on us, doesn't it, Josh?
I think so. Well, I find it very difficult to date anyway, so for some reason. Uh-huh. I don't know. Uh-huh. I think it's an ingrained...
Have you tried the dating apps, love?
No.
Okay,
no.
Right.
I don't even know. I don't go on Grindr or anything. I kind of have...
Okay. Perhaps what we're going to talk about now may be of some interest to you, Josh.
I might learn something.
You may do.
I'll take some notes.
So I'd sort of done a bit of a search on, say, the top five, the top six HIV positive dating sites to start off with, and then I'd done the generic sort of dating sites like your Matches and like your Elite and your Harmony and all of that. So I sort of got a list of, and I did go on to sign up to them just to have an idea how easy it was to get on them, how much it was going to cost, how much you got free. Because most of these dating apps, you sign up, you put all your details in, you build a profile of whatever you want your profile to be. And then it gives you options on what sort of membership you want. And it was like that on all of these ones. And I'll just read out some of the ones. We've got the HIV dating. We've got positive singles. We've got heycommatch.com HIV dating. Never heard of that one before.
That one is inclusive of STIs.
Right, okay.
So people with... other STIs, syphilis, they're dealing with, you can go on that site and it includes everybody.
Right, okay.
So that's quite one.
Another one is HIVmatch.com UK and also personals.pos.com.
Right. So these are the top sites?
Some of the ones that really came up first in the search engine, and then I actually sort of did go into them and have a sort of a scout around and a bit of a, get the cobwebs out and let's have a look here.
The cobwebs.
I sort of looked at their membership packets, and the majority of the ones I've read out had different types of memberships. You can go on there as a free member. Like I said, you put in your profile, you build a rapport of whatever you want to put on about yourself, and then you go on as a free membership and you get certain things free.
Okay.
So what I found out of all of them, that the one that was coming up the most cost effective, you got more for your money, was positive singles.
Okay.
Right.
And that actually
I think
does...
I've used that before.
That actually caters also for other STIs.
Right.
Okay. So for positive singles, it's about £29 a month. You can upgrade to more of a membership, but that's a fairly gold standard membership.
I think that's quite a lot.
It is a lot of money, yes.
What'd you get for that? I mean,
So give you an example. On positive singles, if you just went on there and done a free membership, what you can get, you set up your profile and what have you, set that all up. You can go through, you can do through your search on what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you can get all the pictures and all the information of the people that you're searching for or takes your fancy. You can wink all of them. That means you can send a little flirt or you can send a little wink to all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't email them.
No.
Okay. They can wink you.
Yeah.
But what I found on positive singles in comparison, because they're all very similar, what I found on positive singles was that if someone emails you and you haven't got a full account on positive singles, you can actually email back. You don't have to be a full member.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's one of the better attributes on on most of those. They're all very similar, different types of memberships. I mean, on like, say, HIV dating sites, you can't even, all you can do is do a flirt or do a, I think, if it's a flirt on HIV dating and it's a wink on positive singles, you can all just do those. You have to be a gold member to send an email and to respond to an email.
Okay.
You can still search and have a look. I mean, you may find that on most of those, some of them may send you their number in Word form.
I was going to say, because if you do it in letter form, they censor it out.
Yeah, that's right. So a lot of what I noticed, Carl, that a lot of people on their profile were putting, please contact me on, and if it's zero, it'll be O-N-E, seven, in the letter form.
Me tells me that people are struggling with the £30 a month.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely.
That's quite expensive.
That's quite very expensive.
Yeah.
But if you... That's on a monthly basis. They try and get you to sign up for 3 months and 6 months, and obviously it's going to be a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
And I think it works at £19 a month for positive singles if you signed up for 6 months.
Okay.
I'm having a bit of a... So what's the difference between... Because I know in Grindr and the gay apps... You don't pay for them. I know you do there's premium, obviously.
Yeah, I think with apps you get...
it's more service, right?
Adverts popping up. So that's if you want to take those pop-ups out, you pay.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So and Grindr, we'll come on to Grindr a little bit more in a bit. Yeah. But Grindr's relatively quite cheap.
But I was speaking to someone last night, and we were having a discussion about some of the material we were going to be talking about on the show today. And he was saying to me, to be honest, I don't know why we have to. You know, we already live with something we can't always disclose to, and we feel as though we're being penalised because people are making money out of us. I'd ask, I get that. I understand that, and that's very much similar to what perhaps you were saying. They're quite expensive. But I know her, and I talk about my own past experience.
Yeah.
I met my first husband on Positive Singles.
Yeah.
So that was successful in that respect, and I know other people have had relatively good experiences, but like it's like any dating app, isn't it?
No, but also the I've heard that sometimes on the like the Grindrs and the other apps that people are quite rude about if you've got HIV. So,
right.
So it's a good.
So if you want to be within your own kind, as it were.
Sounds awful.
And so the only thing I've found about Positive Singles when I joined it years ago was I was getting loads of messages from ladies.
Really?
Which is fine. Right. But they're wasting their message because
but
I'm a gay guy.
But you need to have changed your,
I did.
You're just looking for men or looking for women? Yeah. Really?
It was because I was HIV and, it was not a free-for-all, but men and women were allowed on the site.
Yeah.
Where, like, Grindr is male only or and trans.
Yeah.
So, And Grindr's about 4 years ago now introduced a drop down for HIV positive people. Even though it's not a specific site for people living with HIV, but it does allow you to have that drop down on there. So
But I agree. That people make money out of, and I think. I don't think, and I had to think about this, I don't think it's necessarily to do with a health condition. I think we're in an age now, take HIV out of the equation, especially if you get to a certain age, or not necessarily to a certain age, people may not like going to clubs and bars. Where do you meet people? Where do you meet professional people? Where do you meet people that you want to perhaps start talking online? I mean, so, of course, it's big business. Take HIV and STIs out of the equation. It's big business.
It's changed now, hasn't
it? We live in a digital world now.
Yeah.
So, and people are making money out of that, regardless, I think.
I actually started years ago on Craigslist. Where it all started.
On where?
Craigslist.
Right.
Craigslist was an American site. And it came over to here. It's a bit like the Friday ad or the local stuff. But at the same time, you were able to chat with people for free. It's like Men Seeking Men columns. Then apps got introduced and dating sites. But it depends what you're looking for. Are you looking for...
Just a hookup.
A hookup?
Yeah.
Or something that is just satisfies perhaps, that need.
Yes.
Or
a future partner, or future partner, or just someone. Yeah. I mean, we've all got different needs and wants, and we got to be very careful on putting one hat on everything. We're all of us are all very different, and that's regardless of HIV as well. What we want, what we need, what we're looking for as well. So, but yeah, of course, people are making money.
Yeah.
People are making money, but if you just quickly look at the you know, I did a quick look on the just first of all of these sites I had a look at, they all do like forums, so you can go on the forum for free and chat on the forum.
Yeah,
just to say that. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
All of these have forums, and I sign up to the forum.
Yeah, which is good.
But you know, let's look at the a few that I know some of my friends are on. You know, on Match.com, you've got Harmony.
E-Harmony.
And then you've got this one I seen the other day. It's called Our Time Over 50s.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're over 50, you're not necessarily going to meet someone at a club, are you? Well, unless you still go club. I mean, I'm not saying you don't, but I'm just, if you think about it.
Well, I don't drink alcohol.
Exactly.
So I don't go out.
Yeah.
Very rarely do I go out. And online and apps or whatever it is, you know, is my way of connecting
to people.
Of course
it is, yeah.
But there was another one there.
Yeah, go on.
The chat lounge.
Right, okay.
And True Life Partner. So I think what the apps or what the sites are trying to get away from is it's not just about love. I mean, the other one is called Chat Lounge. It's connecting with someone, trying to find that connection.
Yeah.
Actually, eHarmony, their advert on TV winds me up.
Oh, gosh.
Because it says every 14 seconds, someone finds love. Don't think so.
No.
That's a very bold claim.
It's marketing, isn't it?
It's very, I would say every 14 seconds someone finds a connection with someone, finds love.
Yeah.
So it's a weird old world with the dating sites.
Well, we're going to cut for a song now, then come back and look on the other side, aren't we, Josh?
Yes, on the other side.
On the other side.
It's one of your songs, actually. So
is it? Which one's that?
Which one do you want? You've got Get Lucky.
Yeah, on. Let's get lucky. Let's get lucky. Welcome back. It's the HIVR on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the Brighton area and Brighton.com online. We're talking about being HIV positive and dating. Now, we've just been talking about the traditional apps and things that are on there at the moment. Now we're going to talk about different types of apps, aren't we, guys?
It's
a lot around, isn't there?
We've got gay-specific or gay bi, trans, you know, everybody is included in the apps.
Yes.
And I think everybody's included in these apps because the apps have got wise. They've got more drop-down lists to include a broader variety of, you know, of people. Old, young, bi, gay, even some straight guys.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Or men who have sex with men. That way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots out there. The top one, we would say Grindr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think a lot of comedians, a lot of everybody uses Grindr as it gets the Mickey taken out of it because it's specifically there for anybody that wants a hookup now.
Yes.
As simple as that now.
Explain how that works, Carl.
So it's done under distance. So I would stick the app on. Mm-hmm. And
you have to sign up to it, yeah?
Yeah, you sign up to it, but there's no initial fee.
Uh-huh.
It's free for everybody. Uh-huh. And then a little bit like what you were saying, then there's tiers of payments.
Okay.
And the bigger the payment, the less you pay. The more men you see, because it does release a certain amount of people around you.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're not a full member, you can only see up to 55 to 60 men around your local area.
Oh, okay.
But if you were to pay...
Not in one night.
Available to view.
To view.
Yeah, not actually to meet.
I'm just looking at Sue's face.
Yeah, that was a bit. She knows the gay world, but that's a little bit too much. That. So it does release more options for you if you pay.
Okay.
Personally, I pay £30 every 3 months.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So that allows me to message as many as I want, block mm-hmm. as many as I want,
yeah, okay.
unblock,
uh-huh.
And so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go off Scruff.
Scruff, yeah, it's the Scruff.
So
yeah.
Scruff is maybe for the burly guys.
Yeah, it's a bit more...
rough and ready.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, again... Sue's got a perfect face for radio right now.
Tensing up.
She's tensing up.
She had pearls, she'd be clutching them.
So there's hookup. That I would say these are more hookup sites. But
right.
as a rule of thumb, if you're on these sites
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to hook up,
yeah.
all that you say on your profile is looking for dates, looking for coffee,
yeah.
coffee and drinks only,
mm-hmm.
and stick to your guns
right.
and... There will be other guys out there
yeah.
that want the same as you. But the majority of people that are on there are for hookups.
Okay.
But then it's disclosing that you're HIV
yeah.
on there. So that's the difficulty, mm. isn't it?
Yeah.
It? Because, but there isn't a... It says POS on there, isn't it?
Is that yeah, what, so yeah. It, yeah. they've got drop-downs for
POS.
Positive, undetectable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Right.
And there's yeah. now a drop-down for negative and on PrEP.
Oh, okay,
wow.
right.
So
wow.
that's quite good as well. On saying that,
mm-hmm.
there's a massive red tape loophole, which I found out a few weeks back. I was chatting to a guy. On his profile, it said that he was negative on PrEP.
Mm-hmm.
But chatting to me, he told me that he was HIV positive.
Right.
So okay. there is a bit of a loophole mm. that people can get
okay,
through, and
right.
the honesty.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly honest on
yes,
all of the
yeah.
sites, and it tells them that I'm HIV positive, undetectable,
uh-huh.
and untransmittable.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't say that's.
But that's across probably all sites, isn't it?
Mm.
That people just.
They'll divulge what they want.
Well, you're hiding yeah. behind a screen.
And then they mm-hmm. make up
yeah.
something and
yeah.
get
yeah.
it across
uh-huh.
yeah. the world.
Uh-huh.
It's trust. And I think,
yeah.
you know, the initial bit of trust is there. You need
mm-hmm.
to find that trust in someone.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, there's loads. There's Jacked.
Mm-hmm.
There's Disco.
Disco.
There's Surge. There's Hornet.
God, I'm learning a lot here.
Here's a question. From the heterosexual community,
mm.
how we with that sort of format for the heterosexual community?
So we've got, you've still got the ones, elite singles, and...
I'm on about like a
yeah.
hookup or just meeting coffee?
That's no, it doesn't really happen.
What
I have this
right.
I don't know whether it's an argument or not, whatever
what
it is.
What about Tinder? Is that a...
That
is that dating?
Yeah, it's more dating.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's trying to get that, because there's so many different things,
yeah.
isn't there? So
yeah.
it's just like, but most people on Grindr, they probably just, like you say, just want to hook up.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but Tinder, well, I've got a couple of straight friends, and
yeah.
they're on Tinder.
Right,
and
okay.
a lot of them are just, the girls just want coffees or
yeah.
drinks first,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
or the guys want, you know, a hookup and the girls don't.
Yeah.
It's very mixed.
Right, okay, so you can get both on that one,
you can get
you?
Both on that one, but
yeah.
I think the straight world are a little bit more... Better.
Really?
Yeah.
It
right.
seems more, yeah, it seems
they
more
seem,
structured.
They seemed more structured
yeah.
and they,
yeah.
they know what they want, as where gay guys don't necessarily want to go into the relationship
right.
Stuff anymore. For lesbians, you had Blender.
Okay.
Instead of Grindr.
Right, okay.
Which is for lesbian hookups, because
wow.
we've got to take them into account as well.
Of course.
So, yeah, there's so
ooh,
much
what
out
a world.
There. But, yeah, so Tinder is probably, for the straight world, the best one, a little bit like Grindr.
If you're not too much, I'm not wanting to, anything too serious, too committed.
And Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish, I've heard of that one.
Yeah,
yes.
right. And that's for gay and straight.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
right.
you could, again,
oh, right.
Tinder is for gay and straight as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a drop down there whether
mm-hmm.
you like men or women. So
mm-hmm.
it's quite broad. There's quite
a lot to choose
for.
I suppose if you're thinking also the bisexual community as
yeah.
well, I suppose.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But Plenty of Fish.
I suppose it's just... Sorry.
No, no, no. They're all the same, really.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Mark saying that just being positive about...
Yeah,
about
of course.
...about getting out there.
Yeah.
So it's,
yeah.
But some people, you know, myself, it's...
Yeah.
I found that...
Perhaps it might be just trying new things, Josh, you know. Perhaps trying things you haven't tried before.
And I think it does.
as in, you know, your search or your look.
Yeah.
I know we're all looking for different things, aren't we, guys? I mean, and not everyone wants a committed whatever relationship, but I know a lot of people want and yearn for that.
Oh, I'd love. Grabs my annoyance is that people on Grindr that are in couples already, and then they're searching. And like, if I was on Grindr and I'd found a partner, the next thing the last place I'd be is Grindr. Yeah. I want an excuse to get away from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to get jiggy with
Well, a bit of advice for you then, Carl.
Yeah.
Perhaps try some other types of sites.
I should do. And my friends have been saying that, you know,
hey,
actually,
why not try?
Try different sites.
Yeah.
It's amazing, really, what's going on.
Yeah,
in the
quite a lot. So there's you know, it's not until you look in research and think, okay, more than what there was about 10 years
exactly,
ago.
Exactly, exactly.
It's the digital age.
The apps have really boosted that.
Let's
have you got the love?
Yes.
Understand?
Yes.
Sometimes I feel like. Welcome back to the HRVL on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. So just to end on that, the dating thing, I thought I'd read out a little poem.
Are we going to recognise it?
I don't know, you might do. I feel it in my fingers, I feel it in my toes. The love that's all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. So if you really love me, come on and let it show. You know I love you, I always will. My mind's made up by the way that I feel. There's no beginning, there'll be no end. 'Cause on my love, you can depend.
Oh. See, it's words of a song.
Yeah.
But that translates beautifully into...
Yeah. Into a poem. Like
into a poem, into a thought process.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as much as we're all out there to try and find love, I think we don't need to get frustrated with ourselves if it's not coming to us.
Too hung up on it.
Call a mate. Yeah. Speak to your friends.
Exactly.
Go out with them and socialise if that's not what you're in for. If you're not even in the market for a relationship.
Or what about just good friends? Good company?
Yeah.
Because you can be loved by your good friends and your family,
and
can't you?
And it's also loving yourself as well.
Yeah, loving yourself, absolutely.
I've slept with most of my friends, so...
Oh, God.
Shock horror.
Treat yourself.
Community news.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm done that now.
Well, that is community news.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Love it. Right, what have you got, Joe?
So, no agenda. They're looking for 18 to 20-year-olds, non-binary or trans men, to join a gender-neutral collective launching their debut show at the Brighton Fringe in 2020.
Right.
No experience is needed, just a positive person willing to share some of their life in a show which looks at the last 50 years since the decriminalisation of homosexuality and the fight for equality. It's based on a Pandora's Box. Which So if you're interested, it's called No Agenda. Singing is required, and you're able to play an instrument, and that's a bonus if you can play an instrument.
Okay.
So it's going to be Tell Me Why, and that's going to be at the One Church, Gloucester Place, and that's on the 22nd and 23rd of May, and half price previews Sunday on the 3rd of May.
Mm-hmm.
The door money is going to go to Terence Higgins Trust.
Yeah.
And Lunch Positive. So to contact him, it's Mr. Venus, and that's 077-633-2153. Instagram number, _A_gender. Or his email is mrvenus67@gmail.com.
Okay.
Did I get that out?
Just about. have you got anything, Sue?
Yeah, I'm going to just talk about the Rainbow Hub. This is based in Brighton. It's for LGBT community, and it gives information on health issues, homelessness, housing problems, being abused, alcohol and drug issues, lonely and isolated, gender identity questions, financial worries, and if you want to report a crime, if you're worried about sex and sexuality. And even if you're thinking of coming out, I know we had that big coming out this week on the telly, didn't we?
Yeah, Philip Schofield.
Yeah, so that's invoked some inner reasons or whatever to, you know, the Rainbow Hub will take you through, talk you through, mentor you through that process. And if you need local information. So the hub is your local point of contact for LGBT plus people. So, as I say, seeking help, information or guidance in a safe and non-judgmental environment. And if you want their phone number, it will be 01273 675 445. I'll just contact via email the Rainbow Hub.
You can volunteer for them as well, can't you?
You can. They're always looking for volunteers. Yeah. Another fantastic charity. Cool.
So we mention this every week, and it's really important. As it finishes off what we've been saying, is about being with a community.
Yeah.
And Lunch Positive are quite the leading when it comes to getting people together. Giving a three-course meal, a healthy meal as well, for a subsidised amount of £1.50. If you're unable to pay that, please go and see them on the door and they will be able to waive that £1.50 for you. This is at the Community Rooms, first floor, Dorset Gardens, Methodist Church in Brighton. And if you want to go along to Lunch Positive to go and have a meal with like-minded people, then please go along to that and speak to Gary, which is great.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's the end of the show.
Yes.
Well, hope you have a good Valentine's. I hope everyone out there has a good Valentine's as well.
Yes.
And if anyone wants to get in touch with us, then please let us know on HIVHour_.
Or our email is HIVHour@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll see you next week.
Next week.
Yes.
Let's have a bit of Lola's theme. Radio Reverb.